I have no mission to attack that person, and we are not doing so. We are not seeking his whereabouts or anything like that. We have no mission to support opposition forces if they should engage in offensive operations. U.S. and British forces launched 12 Tomahawk land attack missiles targeting regime command and control facilities, a Scud surface-to-surface missile facility, and a re-attack of an air defense site which had previously been attacked.
Ham says that a stalemate with Gaddafi is a possible outcome. Navy Vice Admiral William Gortney says the airstrikes have been very effective, and the Pentagon believes Gaddafi's military is under significant stress. The assault has included B-2 stealth bombers, jet fighters, more than 120 Tomahawk cruise missiles, and other expensive high-tech weapons. Gortney says no Allied planes have been lost and all pilots have returned safely. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the U.S. expects to relinquish control of the mission in a matter of days, but others have said it could be several weeks. The UN Security Council is meeting privately at this hour to discuss Libya's accusations about the international military intervention and Libya's request for an emergency meeting of the UN's most powerful body. President Obama has been criticized for visiting South America so soon after this weekend's U.S.-led attack on Libya. He spoke today in Chile.
Our military action is in support of an international mandate from the Security Council that specifically focuses on the humanitarian threat posed by Colonel Gaddafi to his people. Not only was he carrying out murders of civilians, but he threatened more. Said very specifically, we will show no mercy to people who lived in Benghazi. And in the face of that, the international community rallied and said, we have to stop any potential atrocities inside of Libya, and provided a broad mandate to accomplish that specific task. As part of that international coalition, I authorized the United States military to work with our international partners to fulfill that mandate.
Meanwhile, the Turkish ambassador to the U.S., Namik Tan, says the four New York Times journalists who have been held by Libya are now safely in U.S. custody.
All of a sudden, the bombardment by the coalition forces started, and immediately afterwards, Libyans changed their minds.